The Dryasaurus was one of the smaller dinosaurs that roamed the Earth 150 million years ago. But it is a big presence now at the Banesky Museum of Natural History at Amherst College. This specific skeleton is one of the most complete and best preserved of its species, according to museum director Tekla Harms.
The scientific world is pretty thrilled that this particular specimen is in a museum, not in a private setting, because it's worthy of a good deal of study.
The dinosaur skeleton was donated to Amherst College by alumnus John Middleton, who purchased it at an auction from the excavation company that had unearthed it in Wyoming.
It could have been bought by any private owner that wanted to have it, but he rescued it from that fate and gave it to us, so now it's in a museum where a specimen of this kind should be, which is great for science, great for the specimen, great for the college. It was a wonderful act.
The college declined to reveal the auction price. The only other freestanding Dryasaurus skeleton is on display at the Carnegie Museum. The Dryasaurus was an agile and speedy herbivore. It was about 3 feet tall and 10 feet long. It moved about on two legs and could run as fast as 40 miles an hour. Harms made the decision to display it on the ground floor of the museum, next to the fossil limb bones of a much larger four-legged dinosaur, which was also a plant-eating animal that lived in the same region and same time period as the Dryasaurus.
Makes one think about the range of lifestyles, sizes, characteristics, and the evolutionary breadth of what dinosaurs were. I think it's very common to think of dinosaurs as those big, lumbering, gigantic specimens, partly because they're preserved better, but here we have an opportunity to show that they came in all shapes and sizes. They were adapted in many, many ways.
The Dryasaurus skeleton has about 300 pieces and is about 44% intact. It took 3 months to clean the fossils and reassemble the pieces, according to Matt Fair of Research Casting International, a Canadian company that provides technical services to museums around the world.
It actually arrived and it was mounted. It was mounted in a not quite an as elegant way as it is now, and we removed all the bone and then we created a support structure that was better for the fossil itself, and also worked on the how dynamic the pose was. So that was the main change, and also the bone is all removable now, so each of the real fossils can be removed using some tools.
The skull of the Dryasaurus is intact, but Fair said it is too fragile to be mounted on the skeleton. The skull is being studied by paleontologists in Toronto and will eventually go on display inside a plexiglass box at the Banesky Museum. Reporting from Amherst, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.